This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa hold meeting. Prime Minister Oli urges leader Dewa to give vote of confidence to his government in House of Representatives. CPN Maoist Center withdraws its support to Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli-led government. Health Ministry reports more than 8,600 corona infection cases and 58 deaths in last 24 hours. And India records nearly 3,800 corona-related deaths in a day. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and main opposition Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa have held a meeting at Leader Dewa's residence at Bura Nilkantha today. Leader Dewa's personal assistant Banu Dewa informed that Prime Minister Oli urged Dewa to give vote of confidence to his government in House of Representatives meeting set for the 10th of May. As per his information, Dewa replied that his party would not be able to give vote of confidence to Prime Minister Oli-led government. It is also reported that Leader Dewa urged Prime Minister Oli to play effective roles to contain COVID-19 and ensure free treatment to infected people. The CPN Maoist Center has withdrawn its support to the Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli-led government. The party has submitted the letter of withdrawal of the support at the Federal Parliament Secretariat today. Chief Whip of CPN Maoist Center, Deep Prasad Goring, submitted the letter to the General Secretary of the Federal Parliament Secretariat. The CPN Maoist Center had supported Parliamentary Party Leader of the CPN UML, KP Sharma Oli, in February 2018. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has issued the Railway Ordinance 2021 today. Issuing a press statement today, the Office of the President informed that President Bhandari issued the ordinance on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 8,659 new coronavirus infection cases in the last 24 hours. The Ministry also reported 58 corona-related deaths in the same period. These figures of daily COVID-19 cases and deaths are the highest spikes in Nepal since the pandemic began. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 3,475. In the last 24 hours, nearly 2,000 people have recovered from the infection. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now crossed 66,300. Meanwhile, the health ministry has urged the local bodies to widen test and contact tracing in areas having high risk of COVID-19 infection. Speaking at a press briefing today, Ministry's spokesperson, Professor Dr. Jagasur Gautam, said arrangement had been made to collect swab of people linked to contact tracing reaching their homes. For this, the suspected people in contact tracing have to pay maximum 500 rupees for the service. Professor Dr. Gautam has clarified that there is no shortage of remdesivir medicine being used for the treatment of COVID-19 infected people. He says Nepal has 128,000 vials of remdesivir and extra 4,000 vials will be added in the stock within a few days. 52 districts have implemented prohibitory order to contain the coronavirus infection as of today. The Ministry of Home Affairs has informed that partial prohibitory order has been enforced in 12 districts. The government has entrusted the respective chief district officers with the responsibilities to ensure prohibitory order on the basis of need in their districts to prevent and control the pandemic. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehi nai majale chalaune.
Star 14-15 dial gun host
Nepal Telecom Rashtra Ko Sanchar.
Welcome back, Now More News. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Pogel has said the second wave of COVID-19 had challenged the future scenario of overall economy. Addressing an informal meeting of finance ministers of the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SAARC, virtually today, Finance Minister Pogel said the future course of economy seemed challenging despite attempts to keep the situation under control. The finance minister further said the pandemic had adversely affected service and production sectors, including the tourism, at the time Nepal's economy was about to revive. Finance Minister Pogel stressed the need for universal commitment, collective efforts and mutual cooperation to save people's life and livelihood. President of Asian Development Bank, Masatsugu Asakawa, has said the Asia and the Pacific region can emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic even stronger than before by focusing on five areas to help achieve a prosperous, inclusive, resilient and sustainable future. Delivering a speech before the Board of Governors, ADB President Asakawa said the ADB would continue to deliver its unique synergy of finance, knowledge and partnerships. He added that the ADB would prioritize the quality of its assistance over quantity, meeting near-term needs with a clear vision for the future. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. The World Health Organization, WHO, has said India accounted for nearly half of the COVID-19 cases reported worldwide last week. The WHO said in its weekly epidemiological report on Wednesday that India accounted for 46% of global cases and 25% of global deaths reported in the past week. India recorded coronavirus deaths rise by a record 3,700. Please pardon me. Listen it again. Meantime, India has recorded 3,780 COVID-related deaths during the last 24 hours. Daily infections in the country rose by more than 382,000 in the same period. Indian Health Ministry data showed that the country has recorded more than 300,000 infection cases in the 14th straight day. Myanmar's military-controlled media has announced a ban on satellite television dishes, saying outside broadcasts have threatened national security. MRTV State Television has broadcast that satellite television is no longer legal in Myanmar, and whoever violates the television and video law will be punished with 1 year imprisonment and a fine of 500,000 kyat. Meanwhile, the military has charged a Japanese journalist with spreading false news. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning or gusty winds or hail is likely to occur at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa hold meeting. Prime Minister Oli urges leader Dewa to give vote of confidence to his government in House of Representatives. CPN Maoist Center withdraws its support to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli led government. Health Ministry reports more than 8,600 corona infection cases and 58 deaths in last 24 hours, and India records nearly 3,800 corona-related deaths in a day. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.